Oh my god, it's tease time. Can I tease your hair?
Dude, you should have seen the burnt omelet I gave this chick last night. It looked like the chef quit halfway through.
Crow! Monkey!
Can you redo that laugh?
No, because I didn't. I have to touch the microphone.
Oh.
Sorry.
Sorry,
because I didn't, like, laugh like that. They edited it to make it seem like I did. But I just
went, pretty funny.
Or something like that.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 214. This is Ricky.
And this is Nicole. I'm here. I'm alive.
She's here and she's not queer.
But I'm a real person. I do exist. I'm not a figment of imagination.
Mm. Well, some people's you are because you haven't been back in forever. They've been begging you.
I'm here now, you guys. You can keep begging.
What show? What's the last show you listened to?
I don't know.
You're like, last one I was on.
I don't remember, honestly.
We're just going to go straight into a voicemail because it's from Julian. So he wanted, okay. He wanted to be on the show.
Hi, everyone. It's Julian. Sorry I can't be there with you today. To my mother's house. I'm out in God's country right now. I'm surprised I have signal. Anyway, just wish Happy Mother's Day to everybody, whether you're a mother or a mother. Anyway, I'll be with you guys soon. Love y'all. Bye.
A mother or a mother?
Or a mo.
What's a mo?
Homo.
Oh. Sorry.
Oh, God. Guess what?
What?
In 9 days, I will be in the California A's.
Guess what?
What?
In 9 days, I'll be here still. Yay.
What about in 19 days?
It'll be my birthday. I'll be 25, everyone. Yay. Quarter century. Quarter life crisis.
A quarter life crisis.
You not heard that
How
before?
Does that go? What's a quarter life crisis?
A quarter life crisis is when...
What's that like? What happens?
I haven't had it yet. I'm not quite a quarter century
old. What's the expectations?
You just get apparently super stressed out, making sure that you do the right thing with your life and, you know, that kind of shit.
So what's the right thing to do with your that kind of shit? So do you think you're on the right path?
No.
What's the right path?
Me being a writer and being famous for it. So, hey, if anybody knows, you know, people in the publishing biz, hook me up.
I told you about,
About what? I don't know what you're talking
Melanie's
about.
Melanie's name on Don't Quit Your Day Job. She, like, is a writer. She can give you all that information.
Well, I need to know, like, you know, a publisher, an editor.
Well, she can give you all that information.
Hey, Melanie, hook it up.
Hook it up.
Help me out. But I don't want a quarter life crisis.
You have to touch titties, though.
Okay. Will mine, like, overpower hers or no?
I don't know. We'll see. Vergata's because she's going to be there.
We'll see, Melanie.
Mm-hmm.
Mine might make yours look like Tic Tacs.
Should we tell them what our shirts
are
going to say?
No, those are going to be... That's a surprise.
Okay.
Because I like that idea.
They're going to be cute, aren't they?
Yes.
So cute.
My idea.
It was our idea.
But I'm the one that said, let's definitely
what?
Do it.
Yeah. Actually, it was my idea to do it. And then you're like, okay.
No, I said, let's do that. And you're like, all right. Shut up.
Shut up. Shut up. Just shut up. Shut, shut up. Shut, shut it up. Just shut up. Shut up.
We're dumb.
We love that song. So what's been up with you? People need to know about your life. Wow. That's exciting.
Cricket, cricket, cricket. What has been up? Nothing.
Did we talk about your pup?
My new baby. You guys, I have a new baby. Her name is Maggie. Maggie Mags or Maggie May or Magpie or whatever you want to call her. She's a boxer.
This is her 14th child in 2 weeks.
She is my newest baby because I have...
Oh, we did talk about this.
I have 3 dogs now. And my
and
aunt,
cat.
Yeah, my aunt told me to get my tubes tied because I keep having babies. And I was like, no.
Let me Twitter that we're recording, see if people will call in. You can go ahead and keep talking about your dog.
Oh, well, she's really cute, and she's okay so far. She, like, still It's not housebroken, which I need tips, like Cesar Millan style, to help me out. Dog whisper her because she doesn't listen. She always bites me or attacks the other dog or pisses in the floor or eats things she's not supposed to eat, like markers or paper. So, but she's cute, so I love her.
Oh, she ate a razor blade, right?
No, that's Sophie, my other dog.
She ate a razor blade. Three. And a fingernail polish remover.
She ate the lid from a fingernail polish bottle. And she ate three disposable razors and cut a chunk out of her tongue.
With a razor?
Mm-hmm.
Ow, did it grow back?
I haven't looked, but she acts like she's fine, so she must be okay.
Wow, that's a tough stomach right there.
It's like a billy goat. She probably eats gravel to help grind up the stuff that she eats.
Damn. Like a cow.
Yes, exactly.
So last weekend, I met up with a listener to the show,
mm-hmm.
Trucker Alex.
And how was that?
It was awesome. He's funny, and he gave me a lot of porn.
Oh,
he
God.
Put porn up. Mm-hmm. Good porn. Thank you, Trucker Alex. I really appreciate it.
Your type of porn is not porn that I would like to watch, I'm sure.
No, there's all different kinds. There's some in here that you would like, probably. Hmm. Dude on dude. On dude.
I don't like that.
On dude.
I've watched it before, but I'm not... No.
What if we throw a chick up in there?
Mm.
I think there was a chick in one of them.
One of them?
Yeah.
No, I'd rather watch two girls.
Really? Why?
Because I'm a girl.
That. But what does two girls do? Like, you would never be with a girl, right?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, I might.
Oh, because today we were talking about at dinner, if somebody said you could sleep with David Beckham if you slept with five women.
I'd sleep with five chicks. He could choose them, even. I don't care. They could be the ugliest thing ever.
What if one of them's Pamela Anderson?
Well, she does have the hips. The hepatitis.
The hepsies.
I don't know. I'd feel ugly and gross around her, even with her hips.
But you'd do it, wouldn't you?
Sure. Yeah.
Just no juice on juice contact. You'd be all right.
Can I use a dental dam?
Sure. Why not?
Protect myself.
Which is also known as saran wrap.
Hey, whatever. Just get some from the kitchen. Bust it out.
Yeah. I wouldn't even do that. I would be like making bubbles and twisting them and popping them.
Well, that's because you don't like chicks.
Yeah.
So
I don't even like chicks with dicks. Gross.
Because that's a guy but weird. Trying to be a girl.
Kind of, I guess.
Sort of. Or mm-hmm. vice versa.
Right. What were we talking about before that? The two women in the videos. Like, what does that for you?
I don't know. I think it's just because girls are pretty.
Girls are pretty. That's why I watch girl on girl porn.
Well, I mean, I watch, like, girl guy or...
Do you like it when girls on girls, like scissor each other?
Well, or... I don't, like
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, you're going to make me a fucking squirt. You like that part?
When you say it, I do. I don't, like it.
Or do you
I
just
don't...
like it when they, like, caress each other and kiss and... Like that stuff?
Yeah, like soft, gentle stuff.
Oh, pew.
But I don't like when it's guy-guy because it just is weird to see, like, two penises, like, flopping together and balls on balls and stuff. It's just weird. But that's just because I'm, you know,
you don't
a girl.
Think it's hot when another guy sucks another guy off?
I try not to watch that or think about it.
I try not to watch it or think about it.
I don't want to offend everyone, but I mean, that's my own personal.
You just like two girls.
Two girls or a guy girl.
What about two girls, one cup?
No. That would make
you would
me.
You'd rather watch Man on Man, wouldn't you?
Yes. Any day. Five guys on each other than that.
Oh, five guys and fries.
Gang bang. A five guy gang bang.
Ew.
A circle jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, Ricky. Sounds like you like those.
No, I've never been in one,
liar.
But I'd like to see one.
Liar.
Well, except that one time in high school. But
the wrestling team. Yeah. On the mats.
Football team.
Oh, my bad.
No, we really didn't do
you
that.
You want to be pinned.
That would have been hot.
Pinned by the wrestlers. Or tackled by the football players. Or dunked by the basketball players.
Yeah. Oh, he totally dunked me the other day. Dunked.
Dunch.
Dunch. Dude, I have to go home.
and drop off this dunch that I just had. Dunch is a dinner and lunch mixed.
Or, if you think about it, you're dumping your lunch. Your
or
dunch.
A linner.
We were retarded today at Lakeland Ale House. I mean, we were just, like, stupid. And I ordered this appetizer, and I kind of liked it, but really didn't. It wasn't doing it for me. So I said, okay, Nicole.
The chips were stale.
Yeah, I was going to go, okay, Nicole, I know you don't like refried beans, but you're going to say you tasted this and that you did not like it, and I don't like the salsa.
I didn't even have to say anything. You just came up, and you're like, these chips are like, you know, like, what's the word?
Stale?
Yes. I couldn't. For some reason, I want to say raw. These chips are raw, and I don't like them. But you're like, they're stale, and then I kind of don't like this. And she was like, oh, okay, I'll take it off the bill. And you're like, thanks. Do that, bitch.
That's exactly how I did it. Thanks.
You said, do that, bitch, or
do it,
else.
Bitch, or else.
Your tip would be zero. And so we sang a lot of the songs that were in there.
I know, right? They had good music in there. So, like, Nicole
Turning
and I have
Japanese.
Kind of spent, like, all weekend long together.
Except for Friday.
Yeah. Well, we were at work together.
True. And we then, have spent all... We're together 7 days a week.
I know, right?
We literally are. Usually,
oh,
most
friends.
Days. At least 6 days a week.
Let's try to bring it down about five.
Just through work?
Yeah.
No more weekends?
How about we just call each other on the phone at work? Don't even see each other face to face.
Extensions. I'll just dial your extension. Email you.
We went to a wedding yesterday to our friend Amanda's.
Yes.
It was awesome.
I mean, yes. I was, like, far away when I said it, so I heard...
And it was, like, one of those Christian weddings, so there was, like, no dancing in
you
the church.
Oh.
No alcohol.
But then we went to the country club for the reception, and you could dance and have alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our coworkers got drunk.
Really drunk.
Shit-face drunk.
Like,
it was hilarious.
And it was on video.
It's hilarious.
Hilarious. The wedding was good. She was pretty.
She did. Her dress was so gorgeous.
I know. It kind of makes me jealous. I want to get married one day.
Me too.
Actually, I just want to have the gifts. I just want to get married.
I want the gifts and the marriage.
And her husband lost 71 pounds.
Yes.
To be in the wedding.
It's weird to say that. That's her husband.
I know, right?
I'm just going to be like your boyfriend. But wait, you're married now. Creely.
And now they're in the Caribbean.
Oh.
I can take it out.
Okay. Write a note.
Here. I need... What time is it? Oh, shit. We're not in regular time here. Let's see. 12:40. Write down 12:40. So, well, we had to take out the last name. Thanks. It's always you that fucks it up.
Sorry.
Sorry.
This pen doesn't work. Can you read that?
Yeah, I can read that.
It's like... sort of.
So last night we were at the wedding and then Nicole was like,
I'm hungry.
I ain't eating this food. Cause,
it was too fancy. I don't eat fancy foods. Fancy feast.
So she needed to go somewhere else to eat. So we went to Champs and,
yes.
You want to tell them what I told the waiter?
Yeah. Okay. So we're sitting down and Ricky orders French onion soup and I ordered like. Actual dinner meal. And Ricky goes, yeah, I'm gonna have the French onion soup. And the guy was like, just that, man? He's like, yeah, we just came for a wedding. I'm kind of full. And it makes me look like a big fat pig because I was at the same wedding, but yet here I am ordering a whole platter of food. Bastard.
I loved it. It was great.
And then the waiter gave me a nickname, and it's Bra. Because he called Ricky Bro or Boss or something.
Yeah, wasn't it Hoss? I don't know.
That's he said Boss, I think.
I think Boss, yeah.
And then I said, well, where's my nickname? He got one, and he said, you said Hussy.
I said Hussy. Call her Hussy.
And then he was like, Bra. And I was like, yes, call me that. I love it.
As your bra and tits were hanging out of your shirt almost.
I did that on purpose so
I
he
know
would look.
You did.
I wanted him
so
to.
So after that, we were like, oh, we're kind of sleepy.
Oh, we were so tired. So, and then what do? Go to the movies
and
see
Star Trek.
Blah.
I wish we would have shot ourselves and just died because that movie sucked.
Well,
I guess
don't say that it sucked. It sucked for us because we are not Trekkies.
Right. We didn't get the characters, but we got the action. That was cool.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Of.
We're going into a different dimension.
Time warp.
The Enterprise is going to shake. Shh. We're hitting by a bomb. Shake again. Shh.
Warp speed.
I never get why the machine or the air, whatever that thing's called, the Enterprise.
Yeah.
I don't understand why it never like falls apart or blows up when it gets hit by a bomb.
Because it's futuristic materials that cannot be destroyed. Duh.
Then what's the point of having shields if it doesn't destroy it?
That's why I never got destroyed, because of the shields.
But what about the fires and stuff that are inside, though?
Those penetrated the shields. Because it was, remember, well, we can't say in the movie why it was this way, but just go see it if you love Star Trek.
Yeah, and Nicole was flirting with the guys behind it. They were talking about, I don't know if I'd buy anything with the word cock in it at a store.
Because they were talking about bad cock furniture.
There's no such thing as a bad cock.
And I was like, I would. I'd buy something from there. And he was like, you would? And I was like, sure.
I love cock.
I didn't say that.
You might as well have.
I love your cock. Pull it out right now.
That would have been hot.
Whip it out. Can I see it? Do you have one? Or is it shriveled up? Because the Star Trek's not on yet.
And people clapped.
Oh, gay.
I know.
I said gay, and I mean that. That was gay.
People clapped at the end. We're like, really?
And we just sat there like, this sucks.
They even clapped for the Star Wars, or the Transformers
preview
trailer, too.
I was so tired by the time the movie was over, I was just like, fuck this, let's go.
I was doing the one eye shut thing.
And my knees were aching like a 95-year-old woman's.
Because you were being a sinner at the wedding.
I was getting low and dropping it like it's hot.
They should have played that song.
Well, we could have requested it, but we didn't.
We wanted to play Slap My Bitch Up.
Yes. Slap My Bitch and Up. Play it. Do you have it?
Maybe.
Yes.
And then I wanted to play...
Fuck you like an animal.
I wanna fuck you like an animal.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know, I've had 2 knee surgeries. And so dropping it hot and dipping it low and doing all that is not good for my knees. It makes them ache. Usually if I'm on my knees, I'm on a soft mattress. So they don't get sore. But... I wasn't last night. I was just squatting and shaking it.
You sleep on a mattress.
Well, or under a desk. No, I'm just kidding. That's not the right song.
This is what I wanted to play.
That would be so inappropriate for a wedding. Could you imagine our boss and her husband out there dancing to this?
Uh-huh. And then what's the one you want in?
Smack My Bitch Up. Prodigy.
I don't think I have that.
And I'm a fire starter. They have that song too. I like it.
I have no Prodigy.
You horrible person.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna go see Boner Man.
Good segue. Let's
Boner
talk about
Man.
Boner Man.
Boner Man is my boyfriend, apparently. Friday night, I went out with Sarah. Everybody knows of Sarah. They don't know her. And our friend Ashley, and we went to the movies. After the movie, we went back to Ashley's house, and across the way from her like apartment, there was this dude coming out of his house taking out the trash. He was wearing like Guinness boxer shorts, and he had a huge raging boner when he came out. It was like, why would you be walking around with that thing?
Hey, when you have a boner that big, you should be walking around.
No,
that big.
Someone should be taking care of it. I mean, what? Either himself
somebody
or
should be taking care of it.
Either himself or like someone else, because it was a big one. I mean, it wasn't like a huge dick, it's just like a big obvious boner. And he had horrible hair, like he had no hair on top, but then he had like these 2 long greasy strings on either side, like pigtails, but not.
Ew, gross.
So we dumped his trash and we were like, oh my god, Boner Man, he's got a total boner. Then we went inside and we were still talking about it and saying that, you know, trash turns him on and gives him a big erection and, you know, stuff like that. And then Sarah says, hey, Nicole, why don't you just show him your boobs? And I was like, all right. So
all right.
We go to the window and she pulls up the blinds and I press my chest up against the glass with my shirt down. He didn't see none of the goods. And I think that he was, no, do not play it. But I don't know if he saw or anything, but then he was outside for a really long time afterwards.
I wonder why.
I was like, Boner Man. And Sarah's like, he's my new boyfriend now.
Love a Boner Man. I want a Boner Man.
You are a Boner Man.
Yeah.
Your face looks like a boner. Oh. Ugly and gross.
I have a boner face. Ugly and gross. Oh, but what I wanted to say about Trucker Alex, it was cool because, you know, he's on the road all the time because he's a truck driver.
Yeah.
So, he said, which was kind of sweet what he said. He goes, you know, I've been listening to you guys, well, not just us, but podcasts for the past 2.5-3 years, and you guys are my family. So he's like happy when happy things happen to us and sad when sad things happen to us. Isn't that cute?
Thanks.
I know.
I feel touched and fuzzy on the inside.
I was touched and fuzzy on the inside.
Probably.
No, I wasn't.
Dirty boy.
Oh, let's see. We talking about being dirty boy. Here we go.
If you live in or will be visiting the Southern California area from May 20th through the 25th and want to get tricky with Ricky, just call the Foul Monkeys line at 206-984-FOUL. That's 206-984-3685. And now, back to Foul Monkeys with Ricky and others.
Thanks, Big Fatty. Thanks for acknowledging me and my existence.
So today we were at dinner and we were talking about gay days.
We're
at dunch. Sorry. Wow, your face was scary.
We're at dunch.
And I go, she's like, is Big Fatty going to be there? And I was like, mm-hmm. And what was your reaction? She is so excited.
Big Fatty, I want to sleep in your room with you, can I?
Oh, I don't think you want to do that.
Can you do my hair?
You don't want to be in his room. I can guarantee you that now.
Will you paint my toenails for me? Why not?
He's dirty, dirty.
Oh, Big Fatty. I'm impressed.
You think I have appointments? Please.
Big Fatty. I'll make an appointment with him.
You gonna go swing with him?
Can we go swimming?
You're gonna swing
together
in the sling?
I'm gonna bring my horribly whorish bathing suit and see what the gays think of it.
They're probably puke.
No, or they can be honest and tell me how I look.
Or you'll have like lesbians hitting all over you.
Oh, I forgot that there's gonna be gay girls there too. I only think of guys when I think of gay. I don't know why.
Because girls really, they can't be gay. They're all bisexual. Is that what it is?
Right. Because eventually they want to go back to the dick.
Right.
They'll experiment with the ladies, but then they're like, I miss a dick.
I miss a dick.
Or they're with a girl, but then they use fake dicks for their loving. So it's like, really, you're just bisexual because you use a dick.
And you're using a fake dick.
It's just not a man attached. They just don't want the man interfering.
The asshole part.
Right. They just want the penis. That's really what it is.
Ew.
Why are you saying ew? You like penis.
I don't.
Penis. Say it.
Cock.
Schlong.
Johnson.
Wang.
Dick. Peter.
One-eyed purple people eater. Yogurt
slinger.
Why did we twin that? That's creepy.
That's weird. Yogurt slinger.
Why do you call it that too? What the fuck?
We should just call it Clorox slinger because that's what it smells like. Bleach Clorox. You totally know that's true, right? Yes, you do.
I haven't smelled that in a long time. I miss the smell. Oh. Not.
Well, here, let me just sling some on you real quick.
No! Put your yogurt slinger in your pants.
Oh, belly. Oh.
That gave me a big mouth laugh. I felt it. That was like, ah. Like a snake opening the jaws
Lord.
To eat a mouse or a rat.
To eat a mouse or a rat.
Oh, my goodness gracious. How cute did my hair look yesterday at the wedding?
Totally cute as mine.
I have hair that actually was styled and done.
Oh, my God. Like, go ahead.
What?
I was going to say, so many people have added me to Twitter today. I'm like fucking famous.
It's Foul Monkeys. It's not you.
No, it's me. Pretty sure.
No. They just think, oh, that's a cool name. Follow. They don't know really what they're getting into. I can guarantee it. Hey, yeah, everyone. I don't know if anyone knows, but I have a Twitter, my own personal Twitter.
Yeah, that's the last time you were on the show. You discussed that.
Well, I'm discussing it again. Everyone, add me to your Twitter account if you have one. If you don't, get one, and then you can add me and Ricky. Or should I say, Foul Monkeys.
I wonder if there's a way on the website to put our Twitter name so people can automatically add us. I'll have to ask our website guy.
I don't know. But in case you don't, you know my info, here it is. It's www.twitter.com.
Really? www. I think that's a given now.
Slash.
Since about 1993.
Slash Darling Nikki, N-I-K-K-I. 529. Add me and we'll be friends forever.
Friends forever, guys. And when she says forever, besties. She really means for fucking ever.
Right, Ricky?
Besties. So, yeah, besties.
You're never leaving me ever. If Ricky moves, I'm hiding in his trunk and in his suitcase and going with him.
How are you going to hide them both?
Because I'll be in your trunk. But I'll be in your suitcase, because that's where you put your stuff.
Oh.
Duh.
Duh.
God, get a brain cell.
God, get a brain cell.
Use it. Get a brain stem, not a cell.
If I didn't have a brain stem, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't be able to do this right now.
You're a robot.
I'm a robot. I'm in Terminator 14.
I was doing the robot at the wedding last night. Did you see it? Did you like it?
It was hot.
I'm a good robot dancer. Mm-hmm.
You're like, do some phone calls?
No,
phone
sure. Calls?
All right, here we go. First phone call.
Hey, Ricky, Nicole, and he who shall not be named. This is Joe from Dallas, just calling to say hey. And Ricky, for a little while there, you sounded all sad, these and whatnot, because you didn't have anybody in your life. Well, you know what? I'm giving up feeling bad for you and stuff and all because, well, you seem to be making up quite a bit for all of that. Like, I'm alone, I don't have anyone, blah, blah, blah. Now, you've been, like, doing the interview process like a champ, and I am so glad for you. And, Nicole, either just, like, tell us that you're not coming back or... like, drop in every once in a great, great while. That'd
be
good.
Joe, I'm here.
And, Julian, racist. Oh. Boys and possibly girl. Y'all have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Joe, thanks.
Julian's, like, a big racist.
Joe, we need to send you your book still.
Yeah, Nicole, don't we?
Why are you looking at me?
Because you're supposed to send me the address so that Julian can drop off the book.
Fine. I'll go home tonight, get it, bring it to work tomorrow,
right.
And shove it down your throat.
Whatever. It's not happening, Joe. You'll get it in the next 5 years.
Joe, it's going to happen. I promise you. I'll do it tonight. Watch. I'll send you the address tonight.
Okay. Sure.
Be checking your,
I believe
your junk.
You. Next call.
Fuck you.
Hey, Foul Monkeys. This is Joe from Dallas calling again.
Joe. Hey.
Just say I'm listening to your latest episode, and Little Lord Voldemort. You know, your earthquake story, yeah, got a little bit more respect for you just for that story alone. Talk to you later.
I don't.
Well, if you listen to the shows, you would know, so. Joe, that was so funny. Nicole doesn't get it. That's what you get, bitch.
That was so gay what you just did. I wish there was a video camera in here right now.
I wish there was a video camera right now.
Okay. Oh. You're done.
We're making it into a musical.
Only I can sing the words, not you. You suck at that. I actually would somewhat have a tune.
throat hurts. Swine flu.
Cock block. Oh. Your throat is a cock block. Because it can only go so far.
That's hot.
In there.
So. In there.
I crack myself up and I'm rubbing my boob up as I say it. My boo-boo, but did you hear me? Oh, I had a stutter.
So I was on We're Mean Because You're Stupid, and we were talking about Eric Nyes from The Real World.
I think it's so, Niece,
whatever. So a listener to both of our shows named Tasty Diane, she's so cute.
I'm cuter.
No,
I know I am.
I doubt that. Tasty Diane, I think you need to call in and tell us how cute you are. Yeah.
Telling is not the same as seeing.
No, because I know I've seen. So anyway, she took a picture of him and put my face on top of it.
You wish you had his body.
Maybe his body, but I don't want his head and face. It's like
it's your
weird.
Face on his face.
I don't like his hair.
At least he has hair. Don't be hating.
No, if you saw the original picture, it is really goes back that far on his forehead.
He has it pulled back in a pony.
No, but it's he like, wears it. It starts out like right here.
He wears it in it's, like a little up, like a half dang. Up, half down style. He was on, what was that show on it? VH1. Crap, what was it? Where it's like the teen idols.
Right, and they try to get their life back.
Mm-hmm. Because I guess one of his managers or whatever stole like all of his money.
He wasn't even a teen. Oh, he was 18.
Doesn't mean he was a teen. Teens idolized him. Duh. Jesus.
Batch.
He's a retard.
Batch.
Hold my hand. Oh. That's my apology. Hold my hand.
Hold my hand because just hold my hand.
You did it though, so that makes it better.
Alex says, "Oh dear God, funny tears." I guess he was talking about the last show. And he also sent one that we should change the name to the show to Foul White Monkeys. I guess we're racist. I don't know.
Racist. What's up with the Polk County housewives?
Oh, well, if you've listened to the past couple of shows, you would have heard that there's some entries, actually. Yeah.
Richard, I'm getting sick of all of your lip. I like how that sounded.
Can we get some puff guards in here? Pop guards, I mean. Pop guards. Pop six squish. Cicero. Stop! Oh, gross. It sounds like wet pussies.
Mm.
Just pushing
those
together like
this. Or.
Cock-a-poochie.
Giggles.
All right. Actually, we just got two more phone calls from people on Twitter. I love the Twitter people.
Do it. Let's listen to them now as we're on here.
Of course. That's what we're doing now. Here we go. Our first Twitter call.
Okay, so you wanted a question. Here's the question. This is David, that blue jeans guy. And when are you going to finally just make Julian the co-host and forget about Samantha and all the rest? He's hilarious. He works off you really well. And let's face it, he brings a lot of value to the show. So there's a question. Now I'll be speaking with you later. Bye.
I'll answer that question. Can I answer the question?
You can answer it first, yes.
The answer to that question is, he's not going to be the co-host. He's going to be another member of the show. Samantha hasn't been on here since last year. I don't know what... He must not be listening to any episodes. WTF. Don't call us again. What's your answer? That's... It better be the same as mine. Or you're
actually,
dead.
It's not. As we all know, I have always been the host and will be the only host. I do not share my title. It's Ricky and others.
No,
as
it's
Big
fucking
Fatty
not.
Says.
No. I'll have a talk with Big Fatty. He'll redo that intro, and it's going to have all my voice on it. And it's going to be saying, Ricky is stupid, and Ricky is not the only host. It's going to say, Foul Monkeys with Nicole. Oh, and that guy, Ricky.
Nicole and, he's not here today, and you're here. And then when he's here, you're not here. Maybe it's like the same person. Oh,
I'm like a ventriloquist. I throw my voice.
Scary.
I'm either a female or a really southern sounding man.
But I like both of you guys. So I'll take keep
I'm
both
better.
Of you.
I'm better.
Okay, next call. Here we go.
I'm the best.
Thank you for calling that Blue Jeans guy. You can go check out his podcast. It's awesome because he's like, it's like, He's Jesus. And he does a podcast. He makes people happy.
Okay. He just made me upset. So there goes your theory.
Okay. Oh, that could be his new nickname, the Jesus of podcasting.
No.
Because he's not real religious.
You are, because you're the oldest.
That's Big Fatty.
No.
Archer's the godfather, though.
Only you. Oh. Big Fatty is my age.
Oh, God damn, then I'm fucking dead.
I keep telling you.
All right, here we go, next call.
Okay, Ricky, here's another question. This is David, that blue jeans guy, of course. Can I ever be a guest on the Foul Monkey show?
No.
That would be a lot of fun.
Not gonna. And, can't.
You wouldn't have to worry about censoring yourself around me. I'd really enjoy doing that. So there's your two questions. Bye.
Nope. That answer is a big fat no. Nil. Nine. I said it in four languages. Three, actually. I take that
about
back.
Spanish?
No. It's the same thing as in English.
No, you have to go, no.
No.
Nine. I would love for you to
go. Do you like my Exorcist voice that's coming out? I'm like saying all kinds of like Rammstein shit.
Rammstein is scary.
Du Hast.
I would love to have people on my show for as co-hosts and stuff like that from other shows, but I can't figure out the Skype thing and how to record things.
No, you effing can't.
So I need Daniel Brewer to help me with that.
Someone needs to come fix my Skype so that I can go on Archer's show and him call me stupid all the time for having a Dell and not a Mac. Sorry.
So, Daniel, if you're out there, if you can help me figure out how to record a Skype call, that would be great. And as soon as they do that, David, then you can be the first guest on Foul Monkeys through Skype.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
Not gonna happen.
I think I've done it before. I just can't remember how to do it.
You should write it down.
I should.
This time when it does occur.
All right, so we're at 37 minutes. I think it's time to end.
Really? I was all about like, let's do a quick one, and it's going so fast. My eyes itch.
It probably has like gonorrhea in them or something.
Mm-hmm. That's probably right.
You're gonorrhea, probably... I'm glad you got it.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Really? You can't finish the word?
No. Because it involves cum. It's gross.
Cum.
All right. So you can give us a call at 206-984-FOUL.
Wait. When was the last time we checked the P.O. box?
I checked it a few weeks ago, and we had IRS papers for someone else, so I just threw them away.
That person's going to have like to pay $12 million in back taxes.
Not my problem.
Update your address, bitches.
Right.
We know all about that,
we
don't
sure
we?
We sure do.
We so do.
Let's see.
Snail mail us at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
Awesome. MySpace us, Facebook us.
Don't MySpace us. Nobody ever goes on MySpace.
No, people send us MySpace MySpace messages and requests. They do.
When was the last time we got one?
Like last week. There's probably one waiting there now.
Whatever.
A lot of people have been adding me to Facebook, and I think we have a Facebook group. I think Holly started it, but I don't know how to get to it, so she'll have to explain that to me. And
Twitter
but
us.
If you find it, you can get it. If you want to Twitter us, I'm Foul Monkeys.
I'm Darling Nikki 529.
N-I-K-K-I.
Yes. Darling the regular way. If you don't know, it's D-A-R-L-I-N-G.
Thanks for
spelling
that.
Because, you know, lots of people spell everything weird on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I did it the normal way.
Okay.
Oh, my birthday is coming up. Send me stuff if you want.
Yeah, okay, bye.
Shut up.
Let's see, what else? I guess that's it. Leave us reviews on iTunes. We really need them. But we're at 5 stars now. I know.
I'm slacking on the poems.
Yes.
Still, there's like 12 years behind.
I thought you said you didn't want to do them anymore.
What was with my prepubescent voice just there? 12 years behind.
I think you should really do the poems because people like them.
All right. I just like, need, like I know. I'm just going to have to start all over and just like start from somewhere.
I know which one you left. I know which one you stopped on. So, all right. So we're out here. This is Ricky.
And this is Nicole.
And you've downloaded episode 214. Goodbye.
Adios. Bienvenidos.